Hello, teachers. Second lesson in this study in Matthew. This covers Matthew 4, 12 to 25. This particular lesson does deal with things that Jesus specifically did, but it really is a summary account of a description of the ministry of Jesus. How did Jesus minister when he was on the earth? We know what he came to do. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We know that he has this idea in John that his hour is coming, and he knew what that hour would be, is that he's going to give his life and shed his blood for our sins. But what did he do when he was on the earth? And if his ministry was effective, who thinks it's effective? Raise your hand, even if you're looking at me on a phone or something. You think his ministry was effective? Would you like to have the ministry of Jesus? I hope you would. I know I want to have that kind of ministry. I hope I'm willing to do what Jesus would want me to do that. There's specific things he did, certain patterns that he had that are described here as part of what happens in his earthly ministry. And I think they're worth imitating. So here's the big idea. We can imitate the ministry of Jesus by interacting with others, those God's called us to minister, in three ways. The first thing we see him do is proclaiming, preaching. I use the word proclaiming because when you use the word preaching, we think of preachers, we think of pulpits, we think of stages, we think of church buildings. That's what we think of. And so people don't always identify with that as a part of their ministry because not everybody's called to do that specific kind of preaching in that specific way. You're a teacher, so you do that in a somewhat similar way. You're in front of people, opening God's word, walking through the passages with them. And so you proclaim in that way. But even your people can imitate Jesus and should imitate Jesus by having the message of Jesus on their mouth and actually speaking Jesus to those who need to hear it. And Jesus had a particular message, and that message was a message of repentance. In Matthew 4:12, it says, Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Here, Matthew, who's writing with a Jewish audience in mind, brings up the prophet Isaiah and how that Jesus was this light that in this specific region becomes a light in great darkness. It says, how was he that? Verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach or proclaim and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus's message was a message of repentance. It was a message of the kingdom of God. It was a message of eternity. That was his message. In fact, in John chapter 3, something I was studying this morning and we'll be preaching on the next few months, Jesus says to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Wow. So he's talking about the kingdom. Later on in that John chapter 3, he speaks of heaven. And so that's what's going on here. Jesus is proclaiming that repentance and faith is needed for the kingdom of heaven that's coming. So you see Jesus proclaiming. He has a message. He is speaking. He is revealing. He's calling people to change their mind about something. And he's out there to convince people of what's right, and to repent from what's wrong. So I think that any ministry that we have should have that element of proclamation. We can't say what people want to hear. Well, we need to tell them what they need to hear. And the primary message of Jesus and really every effective prophet was repent. God's way is better than your way. God's way is right. Your way is wrong. Get on board with what God's doing. That's a message of repentance. So we should have this proclamation ministry of repentance. Number two, discipling discipling. You're going to see that in verses 18 through 22. It says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, Andrew his brother, casting net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him." Here you see Jesus calling specific disciples to himself. Jesus is a rabbi who lived in a discipleship culture where teachers had followers. And generally speaking, they called the most qualified followers, but Jesus does it a little bit different. He's going after the normal, everyday, ordinary men who never thought that they could be disciples like that of a rabbi. He calls them and he says to them the thing that rabbis would say to their disciples, follow me, right? And so this is what Jesus does. And they understood that meant, hey, leave the occupation you have to do this occupation too. We know from other passages that Jesus, I believe, helped finance their education, being able to take care of their family by doing miracles like helping them catch all these fish. And then he says to them, from now on, you're going to catch men. You know, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. While they have a boat full of fish that they're, I'm sure, sold to be able to live for the next couple of years with them. But the point of the matter is that Jesus had a public proclamation, a message that he was giving to everybody, even to these disciples. He called specific disciples to follow him, to go with him, not just to hear him preach one time or to see one miracle or two miracles or come to some event. He's doing this in a way to say, go where I go, hear what I know, learn what I know, do what I do. Let me watch you do what I do. I want you to become like me. Follow me. I think that's what we do. If we're going to be effective at the ministry of Jesus, then we need to be people who repent, people who proclaim repentance, people who exemplify that to others around us, and who teach them how to do the right thing. That's called discipleship. So you have proclamation of a gospel of the kingdom. You've got discipling of those who would follow him. And then you've got caring or ministering. I use the word caring. Verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues." So he has a teaching ministry. "And preaching the gospel of the kingdom." There's a ministry of conversion. It's an evangelism ministry, right? And then, "and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, those which were possessed with devils, and those which were the lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them." So you have a caring ministry. He cared for people. He ministered to their needs. Some of those needs were spiritual. Some of those things were mental. Some of those things were emotional. Obviously, physical. That's what he was known for. He ministered to people. I've liked to have said, it's not original with me over time, but like Jesus reached people, Jesus taught people, and Jesus ministered to people. What did he do? What did he do on this earth? That's what he did. And he always had a group of men that he was doing that with, that he was teaching to do those same things. And so Jesus proclaimed the message of the kingdom. He discipled men to do the same thing. And then he cared for those men. With those men, he cared for those who he could. He'd heal them and help them and teach them and care for them. That's what he did. And so if we're going to have that kind of ministry, if your class is going to have that kind of ministry, do you have an outreach ministry, reaching people? You have a teaching ministry. That's probably why you're watching this video. You got a lesson to teach on Sunday. But there's also a caring ministry. Are there people in your class that need care, that need ministry, that need a relationship, Is there anybody slipping through the cracks that you need to keep up with? Anybody going through difficulty that they need encouragement? Your class can care for those people. And if you're going to be like Jesus, you need to not just hope people show up and listen to you. You need to care about them and go after them. You don't want to just talk to saved people. You want to reach lost people. And if you want to reach lost people and you want to minister to those that God's entrusted to you, you need more than you doing it. You need to develop other people along with you to help you minister in all of these ways. And when you do that, then you'll have a ministry like Jesus did. We can imitate the ministry of Jesus by interacting with others in three ways: proclaiming, discipling, and caring, reaching, teaching, and ministering. I hope this helped you not just think through this lesson. I hope it helped you think through the ministry in your class. Have a great day.